In San Francisco, there's a very relaxed attitude towards marijuana. Tom Amiano, and I'm an assemblyman for the 13th District, which is San Francisco. Lucky me. In the 70s, the Bay Area was very, as always, electric and eclectic, but there was a smell of rebellion in the air there, and some of that smelt a little bit like an herb or so occasionally at every rally. But, you know, there was the anti-war movement, and there was the civil rights movement, the percolating gay movement, the feminist movement. So, you know, we were hopping. And, you know, being young is a good thing because you can teach in the daytime and do a little partying and disco, whatever, in the time. I get to state it myself. But also get involved. And I did. I got involved with the gay movement. The bad news is that in the late 70s and early 80s, we were ground zero for AIDS and HIV, which I think accounts for a lot of the queer involvement in, you know, liberation of marijuana laws. And, you know, people, you know, not only were familiar with marijuana recreationally, but especially through the AIDS crisis, saw the value in the palliative. You know, my own partner passed away because of HIV/AIDS, and, you know, in those days the treatments were brutal and everybody was freaked out. You know, we really didn't know what to do, but we thought getting cohesive would be a good plan, and it's true. People put aside their differences, and it did make a difference in treatment and who got it, but there was still no remedy. And, you know, some of the treatments for cancer and those resulted in nausea. And certainly that helped him. And, you know, I was not going to be deterred in anything I could do for him, And so I think that helped set an attitude. And then I got elected. And one of the things that was brought to my attention, of course, was the inequity nationally around marijuana, and you know, the political pulse in San Francisco was a little different. So we started to pass laws, and particularly around 215, which is why we have dispensaries, and the disruption is minimal because we do have regulations. And unfortunately, that leaves you vulnerable to some of the more generalized attacks on marijuana. If you don't have a plan. And so, you know, L.A. doesn't have a plan currently, as we're talking, in San Diego, and then the rabidly anti-marijuana forces use that as an excuse, you know, for the nuclear option. One of the things we did was, towards the end, is that pass a resolution that would lower the priority for the cops. And no matter what the face of law enforcement is at hearings and things, when they're all black and white and moralistic and et cetera. When you talk to cops offline or off camera, or you know, they get it. They don't want to waste their time. I think the war on drugs has failed miserably. Took this road to when after Harvey was assassinated, and the mayor, that, you know, maybe activism and being elected could be blended, and ran for the school board, and it was a good time to be on the school board. In terms of addressing issues, particularly around HIV/AIDS, yet again, because there was no curriculum, et cetera. And I, coming from the queer community, you know, could at least be proprietary about that and get allies. Plus, I was a teacher, so I knew about educational issues. And, you know, that resonated with people. And, you know, being openly gay was a triumph, particularly around a board of education. So, and, you know, San Francisco allows you. You know, I always think San Francisco is opportunity, and I'm very, very grateful for it. And so the next step was the Board of Supes, the city council, and then I considered running for state office. And so that's how Arnold Schwarzenegger and I will always be connected forever and ever and ever. So go figure. He's an interesting guy, you know. I don't think he's allowed to be himself too much. Some of his aides, you know, really, I think, give him bad advice. But also, you know, he's supposed to be the guy, so come on. He did actually make a statement that was somewhat measured, but at the same time supportive of the legalization of marijuana, and that was, well, let's have a discussion about it. I'm sure that his handlers didn't like that day, because people took that and ran with it. You know, Arnold wants legalization, Arnold and, you know, smoking in his tent, what have you. And there was a mistaken a motivation on the part of Willie Brown and others. They just trivialized everything he's ever done against this and San Francisco values, and stupidly, you know, and with a lot of entitlement, invited him to basically a party. It was the Democratic Party's big annual fundraiser. It wasn't a panel discussion. It wasn't in the chambers. You know, it wasn't a teleconferencing call. He basically crashed a party where he was not welcome. And so people reacted in the great San Francisco way. Get the hell out of here. Boo, et cetera, and so forth. And I was rumored to have said, kiss my gay ass, which I have been known to say. So all that made a big splash. And, you know, he's like the Pope, unfortunately, the governor. They can veto. You can work your ass off and get Republican support for things. And this nothing burger bill came before his desk. So I guess some of his aides had a lot of time on their hands, which I think we should look into. And so the veto message was really silly. It had no substance. But encrypted in the veto message was, I fuck you. The bill currently is looking good. I have a Republican co-sponsor who has a very libertarian bent, so kudos and to you. And Judge Gray, who probably your audience knows, has been terrific. You know, the national conversation around this has been sustained and excited a lot of interest. Medical marijuana is always entwined. And so, you know, we have Eric Holder, you know, the attorney general issuing the edict that you cannot. And, of course, raid dispensaries. And then, of course, the DEA, you know, pretty macho guys and girls. They defied it and they did raid something recently. But, you know, that's how it is. It is all going to work out. And it's it. They've had a very, I think, responsible methodology to putting this on the ballot. They've had focus groups, et cetera. They know where they're vulnerable. They know where they're not. I think they, like me, understand that this could be the time. And, you know, absolutely, let's go for it. Let's have that perfect storm. So I view my legislation as, which is now pending, as a complement to the initiative and vice versa. Is the initiative perfect? No, there are certain things I would like to tweak, but, you know, not enough to say, oh, well, I'm going to blow it off. This is not the time for that. I think everything on the table, everything positive, the initiative, if passed, again, it looks good, would require legislation, and that's good. You know, when 215 passed, it was so populist, and then my peers in the legislature, I wasn't there yet, you know, gave it the cold shoulder, you know, and it was a big wedge issue, and that resulted in a lot of lawsuits and interpretations and gray areas, and, you know, 215, to its credit, sustained. I love that. You know, it's the right thing to do. We're not going to go away. And, you know, there are other states now, of course, have medical marijuana. My strategy with the legislature is, look, here's your initiative. It's on the ballot. Look, it's polling. It's going to win. Do you want control or not? And, you know, there is an economic issue here for everybody. This is a capitalist country, for bad or for worse. I don't mind capitalism as long as it can get too greedy. And, you know, we will see. And have an advantage to the state budget, too, which is not the only reason, but it is part of the equation, and it does make it a bit more seductive. And the polling in many areas that are considered conservative is good. So it is a new day. It may be a window, and that window might close, you know, around all social justice issues. Sometimes that happens, you know. But things look very, very, very good. And obviously, if it doesn't reach success, say, by November or this year, then we just build on that and reintroduce everything and go for it again. And I think we'll see something very beneficial happen.